Mishnah Hey, another occasion on which the shofar needs to be blown is on Yom Kippur of a Yovel year. A Yovel year is once every 50 years. At the end of 7 Shemitah cycles, the 50th year has many laws, many of which are similar to the Shemitah year. So the land cannot be worked, there are limitations on the produce which is grown during that year. And in addition to that, all slaves who have become slaves to their masters in the previous 49 years, when it comes to the Yom Kippur of Yovel, they are freed. As well as that, certain properties which were sold in the previous 49 years, particularly fields, the halach is that in the Yovel year, they return to their original owners. And that again happens from Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. And to signify these things, the shofar is blown on Yom Kippur of a Yovel year. So the mission now discusses which shofar should ideally be used on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. Shoveh ha-Yovel Rosh Hashanah. According to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Yovel has the same laws as Rosh Hashanah regarding latkiyah, the blowing of the shofar, so it should also be the horn of a wild goat, which is a relatively straight horn. On Rosh Hashanah, the purpose is because we are davening on the day of Rosh Hashanah. And part of the purpose of the shofar is in order to bring up our tefillahs, our prayers up straight towards Hashem, and our hearts and minds should be straight towards Hashem, and totally focused. And of course, that is not related to the shofar which is blown on the Yovel year. Nevertheless, the shofar of the Yovel year is compared in the Psukim. We learn laws and compare the laws of the shofar of the Yovel to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the entire source that the blowing of Rosh Hashanah is done with a shofar is indeed from the shofar of Yovel. And so it's learned from Pesukim that the same shofar should be used, ideally, on Yom Kippur of Yovel as is used on Rosh Hashanah. In addition to this, there are those who learn that the Mishnah is adding that the number of blows which should be blown on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year is also the same as that which needs to be blown on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, v'la brachas, also regarding the brachas during Musaf of Yom Kippur of a Yovel year, the same brachas which are recited in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah would be repeated that Yom Kippur if it's a Yovel year. And the next parak will go into more detail regarding this halacha. Be it as it may, now the Mishnah comes to a new opinion, which argues both on this Mishnah and a couple of Mishnahs ago, regarding the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah taken b'shal zechorim. They should blow the shofar using the horns of rams, which are curved, not the straight horns of wild goats. The reason being that as well as Rosh Hashanah being a day of prayer, it is also the day of judgment. And so we also have to have huge humility and subjugation towards Hashem, like somebody who is bending down, and that should be signified by the curved and bent shofar. However, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Uva Yovel, the shofar blown on Yom Kippur of a Yovel year, Bishal Ye'elim, should be from a wild goat's horn. So it comes out that in a way he's agreeing to the previous opinion, because according to the previous opinion, the Yovel shofar was also of a wild goat. However, the reason of the previous opinion was in order to be the same as Rosh Hashanah. But of course, it comes out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not the same as Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yehuda, there is no reason that one should feel extra humble and subdued during a Yovel year. It's declaring freedom of the slaves, not being bent down and curved like the shofar, and therefore there's no reason to signify that by using a curved shofar. It should be noted that an added reason of Rabbi Yehuda for using specifically a ram's horn for Yom Kippur, for Rosh Hashanah, is in order to bring the remembrance of Akedas Yitzchak, where Avraham was told to sacrifice his son, and in the end he sacrificed a ram in his stead, and since many of the prayers of Rosh Hashanah are centered around Akedas Yitzchak, and make a mention of it, so the shofar as well should also be done with the horns of a ram in order to mention this merit.